You're now listening to The Real House Husbands. Husbands in the house. And fuck you, man.
Fuck you.
Man, fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Come on, white ass nigga.
Bitch, I always hate you.
Welcome to another episode of Real House Husbands. And I'm here with my co-host, Justin, as always. What's going on, Justin?
How you doing, Rod? How you doing, fellow house husband? Follow us.
Mm-hmm. You know how we do. We gotta make sure that we maintain the house husband, allure up in here. And, I definitely had a good week this week, man. Everything was cool with me. I was cleaning up the house. I got a lot done with the podcast. You know, went out to eat with Karen several times. And when it's a holiday, you know, that's a big time for house husbands. You know, we do all the grilling, get in that kitchen, all that stuff. So, you know, I had a pretty productive week. How about you and Turk?
Same here, man. You know, we went out, got a lot of fireworks, things like that. Decorated the house with a lot of American-themed things. Went out, bought a flag, put that on the front of the house. It's been raining a lot here, so I haven't been able to do a lot of yard work.
Mm.
So, you know, been a little disappointed in that. I hate it for my yard not to be groomed.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Part of that is I don't control the weather.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I just got this weather machine that I just have stored in my garage. But
yeah, Karen will come home and be like, why aren't these plants watered? I'm like, bitch, you know you don't control that shit. So I'm like, you know, you got to calm down. Now, we also had a charity function this week. You know, my charity, the Al Green Hot Grits charity for men that are victims of domestic violence. And we invited a couple of our friends on. We had Greg from the G&A show there. And we also had the homie Leonard Brothers. We met up for drinks and we just hung out at the charity event. What's up, Greg? How you doing?
Doing all right, man. You know, I was worried about coming out here with these, I heard the word grits and, you know, I kind of had a panic attack, but
yeah, you gotta be careful.
So
you gotta be careful, man. We couldn't invite any ladies to the charity function because they don't know how to act. And plus we can't tell them the location of the shelter. We also had, the homie Leonard Brothers there. Leonard, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. Just trying to avoid angry women and hot grits.
Oh, yes, for sure, man. When a woman's fed up is what they say. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely got to watch your back. Now, y'all ever had any run-ins with women doing anything crazy to you?
Personally, I haven't. I try to avoid being on a woman's bad side, although sometimes these motherfuckers are unpredictable.
Oh, I feel like sometimes Karen's only side is a bad side, if you know what I'm saying. But you know how it is. I don't play that shit.
Now, right then when Rod was talking about him play that shit, I seen this nigga get his ass whooped by Karen several times. I be trying not to say nothing, especially when we got company in town. So I'm trying to play it cool at this charity event when he's sitting there talking shit about Karen, but I know that he gets his ass whooped.
No, you never really had any problems though?
You know, sometimes Turk does try to raise her voice, and you know, that's my warning sign. Mm-hmm. So what I really like to do is at that point, I try to change the game up and distract her with something like, oh, baby, you thirsty, or, you know, you had a tough day at work, you know, things like that.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you, man. I definitely gone through the same things where you try to distract them. You know, it's like, don't hit me. I ain't finished mopping yet. You know, something like that. So all of a sudden they're like, oh, he got to mop the floor. I can't be beating him while he mopping the floor. You know right. what I'm saying?
I try to recognize crazy. You know, sometimes it's hard because crazy can't hide for about an hour or two. But I try to recognize crazy.
One of the things that helps me deal with crazy women is whenever I feel like there might be some craziness going on in the house, I'll go through a bitch purse, dog. I don't give a fuck. You know? Now, Greg, you ever had to go through somebody's purse or anything, man, that you were dating?
Yeah, I tried to, you know, because she took, see, when we go to the mall together, my last girlfriend, when we go to the mall together, I don't keep my phone in my pocket. Like, she holds my phone for me. And so I had to put my phone in her purse, and then she gets mad at me when I try to, like, I only have an assigned time to get the phone and check any messages. So she gets mad at me if I'm too early or too late.
Oh damn. Now, and Leonard Brothers, you ever had an issue with this?
I'm sure you brothers are aware of HGTV's show House Hunters. Mm-hmm. I do my own show called Purse Hunters. Okay. And I be all up in that purse, bruh.
Oh, you gotta go in there. You gotta do it now. You know, that's crazy. Now, either one of you gentlemen married?
No.
I was almost married. We went out to Vegas and everything, and she didn't show up.
Greg is a fake ass motherfucker. This motherfucker ain't never been married. He gonna try to pull that shit like he was on some I'm almost engaged. If you ain't got no ring, then it ain't no real thing. That's what I believe as a real house husband. And we gotta talk to these fake motherfuckers at my charity event acting like we cool. Whatever, nigga. Oh, that's good, man. I'm glad to hear, you know, it's sad that it didn't work out, man, but you know how it is. Women be tripping sometimes, man. How did it fall through?
Well, you know, we had an argument the day before. You know, we were in a hotel and we were arguing about the price of the rings and stuff. And she there was a cup and she threw it at me and I caught it. But I shouldn't have caught it because it was a distraction because she was actually cooking grits on the little like hot plate in there. And then she threw it at me. So I wasn't able to block it.
Shit.
Now, see, right then, what he really was saying is he ain't got no motherfucking money and ain't no bitch marrying no broke nigga. That's really what it boils down to. But he out here stunting with these fake ass gator shoes on, a motherfucking white suit, like we at an all white party. Nigga, it's a charity event. And you coming out here looking broken shit. Embarrassment to all us house husbands.
Yeah, well, hey, man, that's a tough break. You know, we hate to hear that anything bad happen to people like that. I mean, what I do to prevent that stuff, I go through all of her passwords, all her stuff on Facebook, Tumblr. I don't care if it's Instagram. You got to check it all because most likely you taking the pictures that she going to be using to get with another nigga after she's done with your ass, you know, because you sitting at home thinking that everything's all good, playing the good house husband. And next thing you know, you could be just like all these other house husbands, sitting at home by yourself, taking care of the kids, wondering where my woman went. So that's why you got to watch your back, man. I'm with Leonard Brothers, man. Go through the purse.
Now, see, and I got a few tips for those house husbands out there that, you know, if you're not too sure about what your woman doing, there's some things you can do to help alleviate a little stress in your life. You know, there's some apps out there, spyware you can put on your phone. So whenever your woman sends a text, you automatically get that text to read and see who she's actually texting.
Make sure you get the phone bill, because if you get the phone bill, I look through the itemized, you know, columns. I break down the details. I go in there. I will call a number real quick, you know? Who is this? Oh, this is Dr. Avery. Dr. Avery? Who the fuck is a Dr. Avery? Nigga, you better get up off my wife's vaginas. I don't know what an OBGYN is, nigga.
Right. It's other things you can do, like taking her to work, making sure she's actually in
at
the
her
building.
Job. Yeah, I would track, not just that. If she goes to work, you leave 30 seconds after her, follow her all the way to work. Make sure that you can see that she's going to work and who she's talking to on the way to work. That's what a lot of people slip up. It's like, hey, she's at work. She's fine. Did you know 95% of affairs occur in the workplace?
Right. Surprise her at lunch.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Take the time to count how long it takes her to get from home to work. So if she's 5 minutes late, you know she made a stop.
Right. Surprise her at the club. Show up in house slippers. Be like, what's going on? Why didn't you tell me you was going to the club? Who are these friends?
Luna, you got any other spy tips?
Other spy tips other than going through the purse. I would say that when you follow your woman to work, you actually, you know, you need to make sure that you keep tabs on her all the time. Make sure that she is at the job. Apply for a fucking job at her office. That's what I say. That way you can keep eyes on this motherfucker at all times.
Leonard Brothers doesn't know shit about what he's talking about. It's obvious that he's just making it up, trying to be down with us real house husbands, because he's just a fake ass house boyfriend. But when you a real house husband, you already know how to keep your woman in check. That's why I met up with Karen for drinks, because we needed to talk about this shit. Because I've been going through her purse and I found some things that really disturbed me. Hey boo, how you doing? I'm glad you meet me out for these drinks.
Yeah, you called me out here. What you want?
I just want to talk to you. I was cleaning up the house the other day, And I accidentally logged into your Facebook page, and I saw that a couple of men have been sending you messages talking about getting up and playing Fable with you on the Xbox.
And what does that got to do with you?
Because on the Xbox, you know, first of all, everything got something to do with me up in here. First of all, that so
whoa, slow.
No, fuck that.
You know, slow. You roll. You know, I don't want to fight in public, you know, because we sitting here.
Lose my shit up in this Applebee's.
Calm down. I really, you know, don't make me mad, because you know I can take this beer bottle and hit you upside the head and be in public. So I don't want nobody to really see how violent I can get. I mean, since you want to call me out about
I just
want to
know
that has nothing to do with
look,
you.
Look, I saw on Fable people was talking about y'all going to get married, having children,
yes,
starting families. Karen, what kind of shit is this?
You knew what kind of player I was when you married me. I mean, Xbox, I mean, that all goes with the territory, son.
Y'all know Karen just be playing, and she always be trying to act like I'm in check. That's her little thing that we do. But you know how it is, man, because when you're a real house husband, sometimes a woman gonna just try to act like she gotta be in charge. But you know the real truth is that we're both in this to giz naive. So, you know, it was nothing to me. I was completely fine.
Now, I wasn't going to say anything, but, you know, my wife also plays Fable. And she comes back and she'll tell me about some of the chat conversations that Karen has with other men on Fable. And I was like, what? Not Rod Karen. And she'll be like, yes, it be men on there talking about, let's build a fake family, let's go on here, and, you know, we want to have 2 and 3 kids, and Karen be like, ooh, yes, I love some children. And I be like, what? Karen?
Well, Justin, you know, this has been another week of house husbands, them real house husbands, keeping it real, having a good time, showing people about the real house husband life. You should have learned about how to check up on your man this time, or your woman, you know what I'm saying? But for some of y'all house husbands, we open to that too, man. There's gay house husbands out there too. But you can check out on your woman real quick and how to keep them in check, you know, meet them out for drinks, let them know that you own to them. And get them back in line, you know, because the real thing that matters is the brotherhood of real house husbands and how we support each other no matter what. So thank you so much, Leonard Brothers and Greg, for being on with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, man.
No problem, man. Hey, y'all some real brothers that we support, we love, and we was just glad to be able to, just, you know, to be honest and upfront with y'all about how we really feel, man. That was cool. And Justin, as always, man, thank you, man. You've been awesome, as a co-host of this show too, man.
Oh, man, you know, house husbands for life.
Yes, right. Husbands in the house. See y'all next week. Look, before we leave, I just wanted to say that domestic violence against men is a serious issue that a lot of people need to take into account, man. Make sure that you guys go to Al Green High Grits Charity for Domestic Violence on Men and go ahead and support us and help people find the help that they need, because this is a serious issue and we should not have to back down to our women just because they come in trying to talk some shit. Am I right, fellas? Y'all know I'm right.
Huh? What?
I'm almost done.
You're supposed to be cooking.
This has been another episode of The Real House Husbands. We will see y'all next week. Peace.